The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private. Trusted experts in orthopedic, spine, eye, cancer and cardiology.
This is News Talk.
Now, I always look forward to speaking to Jess Kelly, Newstalk's technology correspondent, but today is a particularly exciting day, Jess. I need a little bit of light in my day, so you are the light, so don't ruin it now. is the iPhone 12 all it's cracked up to be?
On the back of that intro, yes it is. Go and buy yourself one. Don't feel bad about it. Hashtag treat yourself. No, look, I was chatting to the lads on Newstalk Breakfast about it last week. The event about the Apple launch was stunningly produced, and I loved that it was pre-recorded because it meant that there was no okimomos in terms of phones not working and all the rest. The iPhone 12, there's been a lot of hype about it. They surprised us by unveiling four new iPhones, including an iPhone mini. Bringing the cost of iPhone right down. So you can now buy an iPhone SE, which is the lowest model, from around £400 right up to €1,500. So they're definitely broadening it.
Yeah, that's SIM free. So in other words, you're not tying yourself into a contract with that. That's just the entry level of the price. There was a suggestion that the 12 mini was for ladies, which I thought was extremely sexist in every way. But is there any logic to that argument?
I would say it's made for people with smaller hands, regardless of their gender, and also their preference for screen size. I know some people who absolutely hate that there's massive screens on phones now. I am more inclined to go for a smaller phone at this stage. I don't know why. I used to love the big Galaxy Note phones, but now it just feels like I'm walking around with a novelty phone. Where I would say that there is an issue and where a lot of tech companies need to step up is when it comes to accessories, because I am fed up getting smartwatches sent in that are built for men or people with big wrists. The majority of them I end up giving away. I can't even review them properly because they're too heavy, too bulky, too awkward on my wrist. So that is something to be mindful of. But Jonathan, are you thinking about getting an iPhone 12?
I'm really tempted. And for some reason, this particular model has connected with me because I have an X or a 10. But the camera on this is making me really kind of go, wow, this is pretty incredible.
Well, look, I know that you are an Apple fanboy, and I know a lot of our News Talk listeners are big Apple fans. What I would say is for someone like you who has an iPhone 10, you'll get more from it going from a 10 to a 12. I think if you were going from an 11 to a 12, you probably wouldn't notice that big a difference unless you're getting the new 12 Pro Max, which is whopper, and it has
that produces Hollywood
vision
for you.
Yeah, it does. It's kind of bonkers, but again, that's very expensive. I do think they have tried to tick a lot of boxes. The things that I really appreciated, because sometimes people, Jonathan, they're mean to me and they say that I don't like Apple, and it's not that I don't like Apple. I just have a preference.
You don't. You've given out about them the whole time. Oh, Android, this and
sorry, I didn't pee on your parade. Why are you peeing on mine? Anyway, what I was going to say is that what I really appreciated from Apple was the fact that they did the iPhone 12, the basic model, and then the mini, and they have identical spec. It's not like you're compromising on a lot if you just want the smaller screen. So I really appreciated that. I think the colour, the blue colour, and I know it's not about the colours, but I loved the blue colour. I love the design of it. I like that they've gone back to the more boxy design than the round edges. But I have been talking to a number of Apple enthusiasts over the last few days since the launch, and they've kind of been humming and hawing. They're not doing their usual, you know, not going to sleep until the phone comes out thing. They're wondering now, should they hold off until the next generation of the phone, at which time 5G will be more widely available? And perhaps we might see greater leaps in terms of the tech. Yes, the chipset has changed. Yes, there's advancements in the camera. But as I said, if you're going from an 11 to a 12, I don't think you will see a massive leap. If you're going iPhone 8 or 10,
you'll see a jump.
You're going to buy one regardless of what I say.
What galled me, though, was I was looking at the event and I did the quick XE.com calculation on how much it's going for in the States. And then I saw the price over here going, Jesus, there's a bit of a difference, isn't there?
It's very frustrating. It is so frustrating. And unfortunately, there's not a whole lot we can do about it, because usually people would be like, you know, oh, my sister's, brother's, cousin's, uncle's dog is going to New York, so I'll get them to pick one up for me when they're over there. That's obviously not happening at the moment. So it is a point of frustration. The other thing I would say though, Jonathan, to people like yourself who have an iPhone 10 or an iPhone 11, is check out some of the trade-in deals that they mentioned, because this is a big thing. It's huge in America and we're starting to see bits of it here now. But if you have a new enough iPhone, you can trade it in and get around 150 quid off the new device. So that's if you go through the Apple store. So if you go online and you check it out that way, you could save a bit of dosh that way.
And the warranty is with the Apple store then, which is normally better than if you get it through a carrier. Enough about me, Jess. You want to talk about the Pixel 5. What is Pixel 5? Is that a Google phone?
It's a Google phone, Jonathan. And Google are, obviously we know them as the search engine. We know them as the big company. Some people are freaked out by them. And in the last few years, they have really ramped up their hardware production. The Google Pixel phones weren't available in Ireland up until the Google Pixel 3. And a few weeks ago, I was talking to Pat about the 4A, which is their sort of mid, it's kind of their low range phone, but it's not dirt cheap. It's €389 for the 4A. You can pay a bit more for the 5G version. But that kind of blew me away in that I went from a Samsung Galaxy S20, which is a very, very high end, very expensive phone, to the one for 400 quid. And I couldn't see a massive difference in terms of my day to day usage. What they've done now is unveiled the Pixel 5, which is the big sister of the phone that I loved. It's €619 to buy it outright, so you can buy that from Google straight up for €619. It has a 6-inch screen, 4,080 milliamp battery, 8 gigs of RAM, a really fast processor, and 128 gigs inbuilt storage. All of that for €619 is very hard to beat. There are two cameras on the back, not three, which is a bit unfortunate. But overall, I'm struggling to find issues with it. Do you know that kind of way? And I find problems with everything.
Do you know the way that you say I'm an Apple fanboy, and I'm not going to disagree? I didn't hear a word of that. It just doesn't appeal to me whatsoever. But there does seem to be a lot in there, and the value point is good. So if you're looking for a phone that does all those things, that's quite a long list. 600 nod is actually not bad value.
No, it's not bad value. And the thing is, you know, for the way you use, and I have other friends who are in the same boat, for the way that you use and embrace the Apple ecosystem, you're all Apple everything. People like myself, like I am that for Google. I use Google Drive for everything. I use Google Calendar for everything. So to have that level of integration and to have that connectivity between devices is just stunning. Obviously, because it's a Google device, it runs Android. Like, Android is optimized for this type of device.
And Google, to be fair to Google, they work very well on Apple products as well.
They do,
but Microsoft, different conversation. Mm-hmm. Can you ask Jess if the Huawei, I said that correctly for the first time ever, Y6 would be a good starter phone for a 12-year-old? She's getting the first phone for Christmas. She's not allowed on social media yet, but it might be something we'll consider. Stephen's Day. Any phone would need to be able to facilitate WhatsApp, YouTube, Netflix and the Find My Kids app. That's from Michelle and Meath.
Yeah, Michelle, I'm glad that you're sort of thinking in that realm, because it's always important when you do give a smartphone to a kid that you kind of think safety first and then the crack later. Yes, that would be a good phone. Another one to consider is the Huawei P Smart. Another one to consider is the Samsung A51. They're all very affordable phones. My key piece of advice, and I figure I'm going to say this about 1,000 times between now and Christmas, is if a child is getting a smartphone, please tie it to a Google account that you control. So that's when you set up the phone. Put in a specific Gmail address that you're setting up and you have the password to. And that then means that you, the parent, can see what apps are on the phone. You can also, if it comes to it, see the images on the phone. You can set it up in parental mode and have all these different safety measures in place. A lot of parents email me come January, February saying, you know, Santa brought a phone and now I feel powerless. You don't need to feel powerless. What you need to do is do the work before the kids get their tiny hands on the device, and then it should be okay.
Yeah. And one very quick one, because I know you probably have two or three off the top of your head. Jess, what are the recommendations on a laptop for a 14-year-old for school?
Okay, what I would recommend there is that you look at a Chromebook. They are much cheaper. They start from around €180 up to around €350. It'll allow your child to do all the bits and pieces they need for school, but everything tends to be cloud-based, so you can't install programs. They are so durable. Look at HP, Acer or Asus as brands. Okay.
Because I'm an old man, I'm now watching my son in secondary school. All the books come with the online version as well. It's a little scratchy code and it's brilliant, I have to say. You know, you can have both the book and what's on
the
laptop.
They can coexist and the world still spins.
Yeah.
Who knew?
It's really clever. Jess Kelly, an absolute pleasure. Thank you very much, as always.